Captain Hull, we've got nasty weather coming in this weekend, and you guys are always really busy with drivers. What are some driving tips and tips for residents just out and about for this weekend?
Well, we recommend, and this weekend, the forecast is very sketchy at this point on the amount each part of the state is going to receive and what type of precipitation, because it's ranging from just snow to an area of sleet and snow to an area of mostly ice, depending on where you live in Missouri. So we're encouraging motorists to plan ahead, to drive safely or not at all during this inclement weather time, because you know, it's just pretty dangerous to try and drive on snow and ice, and when you have a combination of both, it's really difficult and creates some safety issues. But if they have no other choice than to drive, and we want to make sure that they're ready to get out there and drive. And there's some things they can do to help them get their destination safely, and some of those are making sure that your vehicle's in condition to be able to drive in those types of weather conditions. Make sure the tires are in good shape, the windshield wipers are working well, and you've got windshield washer fluid in there, because this time of year, whenever they're spraying salt and stuff, it creates the melting on the roadways, and that throws it up on the windshields. And it takes a lot more of that windshield washer fluid than other times of the year. So those are things to think about. And then, you know, the cold weather coming in, you know, make sure that you keep your gas tank at least half full. One, so that you, if you do slide off and you need to run your engine for heat, you've got that. But also it keeps your gas lines from freezing as long as you've got about a half tank of gas in there. So that, those are always good things to remember. And then, you know, placing equipment in your vehicle, emergency equipment you might need, like an ice scraper, tire chains, maybe some booster cables, some blankets, a flashlight. And, you know, if you do slide off, sometimes a bag of sand or a bag of kitty litter in your trunk, and you sprinkle that underneath your tires, can help you get out of those situations when you slide off if you're not buried too deep. Before leaving your driveway, make sure you clean the snow and ice completely off your vehicle, kind of clear your driveway out so you've got a safe path to get out onto the roadway. And then above all, allow extra time to get to your destination. Make sure you've got those seat belts on when you leave your driveway, and drive at a safe speed, and increase those falling distances when traveling in those hazardous weather conditions.
What if people do get stuck and they don't have that kitty litter or the salt or sand to help them get out? Is there anything else that they can do aside from calling you guys before they get real stuck?
Well, of course, there's all kinds of tow truck services that are available out there. Make sure they've got their cell phone fully charged when they leave, and they've got that with them. Make sure they've got those phone numbers handy. A lot of times with the smartphones, you can go to their website and find the phone number that way. But those are things you can do. Other than that, they can call us. We can make sure we get a tow truck out there to them. Of course, you got to remember that during those bad weather situations like that, there may be a waiting period, because they're probably not going to be the first in line. And if they call our emergency report line at 1-800-525-5555 or *55 on a cellular phone, that'll go to the nearest troop headquarters from where they make that phone call from. And we'll try to get them somebody out there to check on them, or try to get them a tow truck to get them out of their slide off. Or, you know, if they've been involved in a traffic crash, we'll get an officer there as quickly as we can. So those are all things that they can use that number for. But they too can also check the weather conditions before they make their trip, see what the road conditions are like. And I think they've got a app for their smartphones too that you can get from MoDOT on this road condition map. But they can call and check the number at 1-888-275-6636, or they can actually go to our website, or MoDOT's website, either one. Our website address is www.mshp.dps.mo.gov, and then click on the road condition icon, and it'll give you the map and a legend onto the side of that. And in different colors, it tells you what kind of condition those highways are in.
Those apps and your all's page is always a great source of information. I use those quite a bit when I travel, so thank you. They're very handy.
Well, we try to stay up on that stuff because it helps everybody, you know. And in summertime, that map can help people whenever, you know, the roads are closed due to flooding, or roads are closed due to construction, or it'll even give you wait times on there if it's construction and there's stoppage in the roadway. So those are all good things to have all year round.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about traffic safety for severe weather before I let you get off the phone?
I think we've covered just about everything. The key thing there is, if you're going to be out driving it, you just have to remember it's going to allow a lot of extra time, increase your following distance, slow down, make sure that if you've got your windshield wipers on, that you've got your headlights on, because that's a law in Missouri. Not only does it make it easier for you to see, but it makes it a lot easier for other people to see you in those hazardous weather conditions.